could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree, I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of Carceros. Can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome to A Pause for Your Pet. I am your host, Lori Young. Happy that you can join me today on this beautiful, gorgeous day. Sunday, heading out to the last hurrah for the summer. I hope that you and your pets are enjoying the weekend. Please be careful. Do not walk your pets this time of day. It's very, very warm out there. And I know a lot of people do it. They feel it's sunny, but it's too warm for them. If it's warm for us, they are feeling it more so. So please do it in the morning. Wait till the sun goes down or, you know, around 6 o'clock at night. And that's really when you shove your babies out. Right, everybody? It's too warm. I see so many dogs laying on the sidewalks with their pet parents because they just can't, you know, stand the heat, and they're long-haired. And if you are going to do that, make sure you always bring a little bit of water with you. It's easy to do, and so that they are taken care of. And I hope that, again, your pets are enjoying this beautiful weekend and you are enjoying the weekend, sunshine and rainbows, to my very important VSP. My guest today is dear friend Barbara Lathrop.
Barb, Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Feels like the morning, right?
Yeah, don't forget not just the overhead temperature, but the temperature on blacktop. If you're walking your dog on blacktop, put your hand, the back of your hand on it. If it burns, it's burning your dog's pads.
Tell them, Barb. You're absolutely right. Barbara is a longtime animal advocate, activist, and foster mom and volunteer who sits on the board of Popcorn Park Sanctuary and Shelter in Lacey Township, Ocean County, New Jersey, and has done so for over 35 years, helping all of our animals in need. Barbara, you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're always out there helping. Special guests, Debbie and Matt Geisinger. It's Geisinger, right, guys?
Geisinger, yep.
Geisinger.
That's it.
These two wonderful people, they head up a wonderful organization called I Lost My Dog, helping pet parents to find their lost dogs before harm can come to them. Deb and Matt also help dogs that have been abandoned and deserted by giving them shelter, medical attention, and rehabilitation. You guys are just terrific. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. It's an honor and pleasure. We want to get the word out there. Vicki Donovan, who is also with us today. Vicki, you've heard me speak with Vicki on the show. You've heard me do a plea for little Tyler. Vicki lost her beloved dog, Tyler, in Galloway, New Jersey, over 16 and a half weeks ago and has not given up her mission of finding Tyler. That is the number one rule of thumb. Right, Deb and Matt?
Never give up. Never give up.
Okay. Never give up. And sometimes, I mean, I lost my beloved Rhett in February, of course, to hemangiosarcoma, and it's very difficult. I still cry every day. It was 6 months, the 4th of August. But he was 11 and a half. He went from an illness. There is closure. You accept the closure. But when you lose your beloved dog or cat, there is no closure. You're still always wondering. I get chills talking about that. And there is no closure. Tyler is a 9-year-old Australian Shepherd. Australian Shepherd, mm-hmm. correct, yep. Vic? Who was sighted in Galloway, and he's been sighted in how many places now?
He's been sighted about at least an average of once a week in between Galloway, Smithville, Absecon, and he seems to be in a 2-mile radius where he keeps going back and forth.
Okay, all right, and we're going to find out from Deb, the professionals, Deb and Matt, why. And they're going to help, because I wanted to get everybody together today to help Vicki find him, and I know you're going to. Again, he's 9 years old. I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up right now. Let me finish this up. Australian Shepherd, and hopefully Deb, Matt, from I Lost My Dog will be able to advise and help Vicki find Tyler, who has been sighted again various times. And we want to do that because September's coming. And we are in hurricane season, but we know September is a tough time. Also, I will speak with Donna Burns about her event at the Bonefish Grill to raise money for the Egg Harbor Township Dog Park. That Donna, it's her mission, it's her life. She's been working on this for a few years now, and we want to see it become a reality. Now, I'm going to read right off the Pet Amber Alert right now, and there is a $500 reward for Tyler, so keep your eyes open. Not that any of you would want to take that, because it's a labor of love, but if you have to and you want to, that's fine. Keep your eyes open. And, of course, Tyler is an Australian Shepherd, as we said. He's brown and white, but he's like a liver color, correct? He's a liver brown.
Yeah, he's more like a chocolate brown.
Like a chocolate. Okay,
yeah, chocolate
I didn't know. Brown and white, he is a male, and he is 9 years old. He's absolutely gorgeous. He has a white chest, white blaze down the center of his snout, and his eyes and ears are the brown, and his saddle is brown. Last seen in Galloway, New Jersey. Details, Tyler, Australian Shepherd, brown, white, with some caramel, 9 years old. Little timid, but very, very friendly, loves to play fetch. So if you've seen him, if you do see him, please call Vicki immediately. Do not wait. I'll call her in a couple of hours when I have time, because this way she can get out there with whomever she has to, and we can find Tyler. Call 609-457-2150, 609-457-2150. And please help find him. I'm pleading to everyone out there. I'm going to get out there and try to find him also. And, of course, Deb and Matt, and we're going to get some information from them. A big hello to lovely Elsie. You are in our prayers. God bless you, Elsie. I hope, keep smiling. I hope to see you later on today. I'm going to see you soon. If you'd like to speak with me or any of my guests, if you've lost a pet, if you're in the same boat as Vicki is, or you want to talk to Barbara, Matt, Deb, or Vicki, please give us a call, 927-1100, News Talk, 1400 WOND, and we are always streaming live on WONDradio.com. If you cannot listen to us, tune us on your computer. My producer behind the dial today is Brianna. Hey, Bree.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Rushing over, and of course, Longport is totally bumper to bumper. Can't get through those areas because it's beautiful out there. Everybody's on the beach. And be sure to stay with us on the half hour. Our question of the day, sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop in Northfield, New Jersey. Today's delicious confection. If you win, Italian cookies from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, and also a free weekend at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel Resort and Grooming Center in Millville, New Jersey. And that will go to you, and also a bag of hard kibble of your choice for your dog or kitty from Pet Pros Pet Supplies in Summers Point, New Jersey, across from Circle Liquor. And that is, the proprietors are Jeanette and her husband, John. They're wonderful animal advocates. They're great people. Jeanette fosters a lot of different dogs, and she is awesome, and she's a dear friend. And she is one of my sponsors of my Paws for Your Pet. And these gifts will go to the first caller with the correct answer to my question. Great gifts for one lucky winner. 927-1100, 927-1100. Before we meet my wonderful guests, I just want to do a little promo for our cat of the week. And this is Allie. And from the 11th Hour Rescue, they're a wonderful organization in Mount Olive, New Jersey. Everybody works on a foster basis. No money. No one gets anything. They are a great rescue. Allie is a sweet, loving young lady, approximately 2 years old. She was rescued off the streets of East Orange, battling for her food and safe shelter to birth her kittens. Oh, my gosh. She lost her eye just having to defend herself, I'm sure, to another cat. But you'd never know it. Her personality is absolutely wonderful. You'd never know she has a disability. And it has not affected her demeanor. She's gorgeous. She's a black and white kitty, and I love her. I've seen her. Allie must have had a family at one time because she absolutely adores people and children. She lets you hold her, carry her, and pet her. She is so sweet that she's even adopted an orphan kitten to be part of her litter. So imagine doing that. I could cry. If you are looking for a great family baby, a great family pet, please adopt Allie. Allie should go to a family with no dogs. Obviously, sometimes kitties don't get along with dogs and vice versa. To read more about beautiful Allie, who needs a wonderful home, please complete an application to adopt her. You just visit www.ehrdogs.org, ehrdogs.org, or call 973-664-0865, 973-664-0865. Go to ehrdogs.org and take a look at Allie. Open your heart, open your home to this beautiful baby who needs a home. And a traffic report update every weekend on the half hour throughout July right here. August. Where are we? I have July. We are in August, guys. We're heading to the last hurrah on News Talk 1400 WND. We will bring you traffic report updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of traffic tie-ups. And if you happen to be stuck in traffic, which many of us are this time of year, News Talk 1400 WND is the station that you do want to be turned on to for great programming in South Jersey. Also, Pet Pros right here are one of our wonderful friends at Pet Pros. New lines of dog treats made by dog company Merrick. They are the exclusive supplier of Merrick. And also, they have frequent buyer program. If you buy 11 to 12 bags, you get a free bag. Cats and kittens are always available for adoption at Pet Pros. They are one of the adoption sites for kitties and for our cat organizations in South Jersey. Like them on Facebook to see their photos. And that's Robin, Sue, Laura, Barb, and Brittany. They are the wonderful girls over at Pet Pros Pet Supplies. And do we have Donna on the phone? Okay, great. We're going to talk to wonderful Donna Burns. And Donna has been working so diligently for a few years to get the dog park, the EHR dog park in Egg Harbor Township. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, Donna, it's always a pleasure. You are a great gal who does so much to bring some joy to our babies that need a place. They need a dog park. Tell us about what's going on and tell us about the event you're having at the Bonefish Grill.
The Bonefish Grill is hosting a luncheon on August the 15th at 11:30. That's a Bonefish Grill in Egg Harbor Township, 3121 Fire Road. And they have been generous, and they are going to host the luncheon, and this will benefit the construction of the Egg Harbor Township Dog Park.
Great.
Now, remember, this dog park, even though it's going to be built in Egg Harbor Township, is available to all the residents of Atlantic County.
I love that. You know, Margate doesn't do that. I think that that's wonderful. So it's going to cover anybody in Atlantic County can go.
That's correct.
That's great.
And we do still have some tickets left.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to join us, again, it's going to be on August the 15th at the Bonefish Grill on Fire Road. And what I'm going to do this time, Lori, instead of giving out my email address, I'm going to give out my phone number. This way people can contact me because we have a limited amount of tickets left. And this
terrific.
Way they'll get them faster.
Go ahead, Donna. You go. Go ahead.
And I will deliver them to them.
Oh, isn't and your phone number is, please?
609-926-1068.
Okay, because
And as always, they can go on our website at ehtdogpark.com.
Mm-hmm, right.
And buy their tickets from PayPal.
Okay, now it's Bonefish Grill, and that's going to benefit the construction of the Egg Harbor Township Dog Park Friday, August 15th, 2014, 11:30 a.m. I remember it was a great success last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. That's 3121 Fire Road. It's right across from Bonterra's, Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. The tickets are only $20. You're going to get Bang Bang Shrimp as a starter, Bonefish House, Hearts of Palm Salad, wood-burning grilled fish, salmon, or tilapia with sauce or chicken marsala. I'm getting hungry. Aren't we guys getting hungry? Everybody's laughing. Yes. A potato or rice side dish. And there's a Chinese auction, correct?
That's correct. We have all kinds of goodies donated by the vendors and people and just people like you and me that wanted to see this dog park come to fruition, and they donated things that we're going to auction off.
And how far, what are you looking at as far as the reality of the dog park, Barb?
We are looking
Donna,
to hopefully break ground in October.
Okay.
We're hoping that once we break ground, we have the Army Corps of Engineers who have volunteered as a community service to help us put the fence up.
Okay.
So we're hoping at the latest the spring to have everything done that we need to have done for the dog park.
That would be a great opening. That would be, and yes. I'll come out and do a segment on a pause for your pet, my segments that air on NBC 40, and we will come out and do a segment with you to show all of your hard work come to fruition.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And is Mr. McCullough helping you out?
He is.
Good.
He's been very generous. We have a lease now. The township has leased us 3.6 acres on Swift Drive.
Wow.
And they've been wonderful. Everyone on the township committee has been wonderful.
Good. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, a lot of businesses. I know Jersey Shore Pharmacy Compounding has donated, given
yeah.
money. Yes, I know Mark Taylor. He's great. He's always very, very generous with his funds to help, you know, to help situations in need, especially animals. I know that they are very much animal lovers and advocates. And a lot of other businesses out there. Come on, guys, get it together. Donate, because this is just, this is Egg Harbor Township, and there's many businesses there that need to donate. donate to this wonderful, wonderful cause. Yeah. And of course, Donna,
we still need money. We still need money.
That's why I'm kind of playing a little bit out there. Come on, businesses. It's going to help the people that frequent your businesses and make them happy and make their pets happy. And it's a social situation also. People meet people. They get out. If you're depressed, if you don't have any friends, you can get out, go to the dog park, bring your puppies and meet people, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Donna, you are wonderful. You are always doing so much for this, and I wish you the best of luck. Everybody get out there Friday, August 15th, 2014, 11:30 a.m., Bonefish Grill. And you can call Donna at 609-926-1068. Correct, Donna?
That's correct. Thanks so much, Lori, for all your help.
Donna, thank you. Give my love to Matthew.
I will.
Dr. Matt. Okay, hon, you too. I hope mom's in our prayers. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Donna Burns, Bonefish Grill, Friday, August 15th, 2014, 11:30 a.m. Get out there, guys. It's only $20 a ticket, 609-926-1068. Great, great, great. Okay, let's go to, okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit first about the Associated Humane Societies, founded in 1906, the largest animal sheltering system in New Jersey, and the Forked River facility as Popcorn Park, established in 1977, and Popcorn Park Zoo is a sanctuary for abandoned, injured, ill, exploited, abused, or elderly wildlife, exotic and farm animals, and birds that can no longer survive in their natural habitat. Oh my gosh, poor babies. Over 200 of these animals and birds now live in the spacious surroundings in the heart of scenic Pine Barrens in southern New Jersey. And the society is a nonprofit 501 organization. Popcorn Park is also a federally licensed zoo. The society prides itself on their devotion to the thousands of animals that they care for annually in giving them a better life. Correct, Barb?
Absolutely. That's our mission.
And you have, and Jonathan?
Jonathan Bergman, yes. John is the manager. Jonathan is his son. He works with Bert Pollock. They're both mobile vets. They work all over the East Coast, and they're fantastic people.
Yes, okay. And Dr. Pollock and also Alex Ernst, they head up the wonderful program at the Cape May County Park Zoo. Kudos to you two gentlemen. You are wonderful. And Barbara, you've sat on the board of Popcorn Park for over 35 years, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. I love Popcorn Park. I love Associated Humane Societies. I love what we do.
Okay. And so you do it. And you
me
do
busy.
It.
Absolutely. Keeps you, me busy. That's for darn
well,
sure.
Well, that's how we all should be kept busy, helping our animals. I lost now. We're going to meet Deb, Matt, and I Lost My Dog is a lost dog search, rescue, and recovery group located in Toms River, New Jersey. Is that correct, Barb? I mean, is that correct? Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
But Barbara knows it. Because
I know them very well, and
Barb
very highly regard them.
Barb turned me on to Deb and Matt.
We love you, too.
Thank you.
And they are located in Toms River, New Jersey. So, so busy. And you guys also do animal pet sitting, correct?
Oh, yeah, we're pet sitters. Last week, I had 110 visits. Oh. I mean, I'm very thankful because it's
not
just
good.
Me and Matt.
Yes.
So I do a lot of walking. And no, this is radio. Thank God what I eat. If I didn't do that walking, I'm afraid how big I'd be.
She looks beautiful. Don't let her kid you. The two of them are in great shape. Matt and Deb, their services are free and time is of the essence. Lost Dog Search and Rescue. Their purpose is helping dog owners, or I say pet parents. I don't like to use owners because none of us own our dogs. They're lent to us by God to give us pleasure and love. They help pet parents find their lost dogs before harm come to them. Dogs that are found that have been abandoned and deserted will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation, as I said before, and are then hopefully find their forever homes. The following information that you'll receive may save the life of your dog that you're going to hear about today. And we also want to help Vicki Donovan, who lost her beloved Tyler. So this is what this is about today, to get everybody together and to see if you out there can help join in our mission to bring back Tyler home safely. My guests again are Matt and Debbie Geisinger, volunteers of the I Lost My Dog group, Barbara Lathrop, animal advocate who sits on the board of Popcorn at Bark Animal Rescue, and Vicki Donovan, who is in need of all your help to find beloved Taylor. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies, for being with us today. Matt and Deb, why was your organization formed and how long have you been established?
It's been about, seven years.
Okay.
7 years ago, we had our pit bull. He was at a doggy daycare, and he escaped. They left two gates and a door open, and wow, he was missing for 4 days. And we got out there. We had flyers. We put out over 400 flyers with a cash reward. We had about 15 of our friends out there searching, called all the shelters, called all the vets, did everything we could possibly think of. And we still didn't, you know, have him. So we were lucky 4 days later we did find him. But we knew that helplessness of not knowing what to do after you've done everything you could possibly think of. And so Matt would go on Craigslist. If he saw a dog that was missing, we would call the people, offer our help in looking and searching for their dog. And in doing so, we learned different things.
Right.
You know, dog will always find a food and water source.
Right.
But I have to say, in my 58 years, I finally feel I found my purpose in life.
Aww.
Because there's no greater feeling than when you do find a dog and save its life.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't charge for what we do, because at a terrible moment like that in someone's life, I just personally couldn't feel right asking them for money for it.
I agree.
And as I said, my reward is when the animal is found. And I don't care if it's us personally finding it, as long as it's home safe, because
yes,
I look at each one as my own. And my aww, first thing is, I don't want to see any harm come to it.
You're right. And you know, there is a reward for Tyler. There's a $500 reward. And you know what? That's fine. If somebody wants to take that and you're going to get out there and it is a money issue, we don't care. Just find Tyler. It's not about taking the money or not taking the money. That's okay. If somebody wants to do it, you and I, and we are not, we would not.
You know,
and I don't put anybody down who does.
But not everybody, you know, Lori, unfortunately, and as hard as it is for us to think, there are not everyone's an animal lover.
No.
And so that money will open the eyes of the people that are not animal lovers.
Yes.
Because many time in the past, that reward is what got a nosy neighbor to say something about their neighbor having a dog they didn't have before.
That's terrific.
Where we would
chills,
not have gotten that dog.
Okay. And, you know, Tyler is such a beautiful dog. I mean, if I saw him, of course, you know, being the animal lover I am, the first thing I would do is try to find the mommy. But at the same time, you know, people see a beautiful dog, a pure breed, they're going to keep it. They feel, oh, I needed a dog, this is mine. That's a horrible thing to do. Go to the Humane Society, the shelter that's not your dog. Because not only are you, it's two lives that are at stake. It's the life of the dog or animal that's lost, and it's the life of the pet parent and family that has lost them. An animal doesn't know. They're out there in protection mode. They go into a primitive mode. They don't know. They go back to their roots.
Survival
mode. But we as human beings, we suffer, we mourn, and it's very, very tough. Vicki, how tough has this been for you?
It's really tough, because we're at the same point too. We feel like we've done everything. We've put out 2,000 flyers. We've
right,
done over 200 posters, and we know he's out there. And that's the hardest part, is that we know he's out there walking around. We just don't know what else to do to get him. And, you know, people call, but sometimes people wait a week or 10 days to call. Other people call right away. And you get out there and he's not there and he's not in the area. And you just, I feel like he's either one step ahead of us. Or,
right.
And I don't understand why can't we find him, and why isn't he being seen? Or
now, one thing I want to tell you that's important is, now did he, you have to keep some knowledge to yourself, so that you can distinguish that a caller is a legitimate sighting. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, for instance, they'll see the flyer, they'll see the money, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I saw your dog, and it was in such and such a place. And they didn't. So you have to keep something to yourself, like, okay, well, did he have a collar on? What color was the collar? You know, something that
right,
only someone that really did see mm-hmm, him would be able to answer.
Right. That's
and
really
that's important.
During
otherwise,
time,
you'll be running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
We have.
You know? Yeah. And that's what happens. But and then when you do get legitimate sightings that you know of, you need to, for a dog like him, you're going to have to set the trap. Set a trap. When you set the trap, don't let everybody know about it, because too many people coming around. You know, everybody wants to be helpful in their own way. And, you know, they might come around, scare him away, and then he's never going to get in a trap. Because, and then, please, people, if you ever see a dog in a trap, don't go to take it out of it. Any animal, because once you let them out, you're going to have a very hard time, if you're able at all, to catch it again.
Exactly.
And this is the only way that Tyler's going to be caught, is in a trap. And, you know, we don't want to see him get hit by a car. We don't want to see any harm come to him. So don't, if you see him, you don't have to be a hero and chase after him and catch him to, you know, be helpful. Call his owner. Let his owner come out there. Don't go after him thinking, well, you'll be able to get him. Because the dog's a smart breed of dog, and he's probably smarter than a lot of humans out
there. He's a herding breed. He knows what to do and how to do it. And I want to get into, when we come back, I would like Matt and Deb to speak with Vicki about how she would go about setting this all up, what needs to be done. But I don't want to get into that now. We have to go to our break. So important for you to know, and taking the professionals, what to do. And, you know, as Vicki said, oh, if he saw me, I think he would recognize me. But we know differently because we spoke. So we want to go through all that with you because it's going to help my listeners, you guys out there also, in case you lose your dog. And we're going to go to a break. But first, we're going to talk about my wonderful sponsor, Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. And we're going to read our question of the day and come back with the wonderful information from Deb, Matt, Have I Lost My Dog, and Barbara Lathrop and Vicki.
A Pause for Your Pet contest question of the day is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and gluten-free products are perfection. I have been a customer for years, and there's nowhere else that I would rather go for an Italian rum cake. It's the best you've ever tasted. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire and exact specifications. Owner Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Holiday bread items, pastry, and cookie trays are always available. Satisfy your sweet tooth with the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, 609-646-5666.
Okay, here is our question of the day. Coco Puffs is a brand of chocolate-flavored puffed grain breakfast cereal manufactured by General Mills, introduced in 1958. Wow, that's a long time ago. The mascot of Coco Puffs is a cuckoo bird, whose catchphrase is, "I'm cuckoo for Coco Puffs." The cuckoo bird originally wore a striped pink and white shirt. What is the name of the Coco Puffs cereal cuckoo mascot? You say that fast 20 times. That is our question of the day. I know you can guess it. Give me a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. Stay with us. We will be back after some very important messages from my wonderful sponsor. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
Yes, you are, VSP, and welcome back to A Pause for Your Pet. We have a great show today. I'm so happy that you're with us. No one called with the answer. Come on, guys, you know what it is. It's very, very easy. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm giving you a big, big hint because I want somebody to win the cookie. I want you guys to win this, okay? The name of the, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the cuckoo for Coco Puffs. All right. There was, Cher was married to a gentleman by the last name of Bono. What is his first name? Okay. Give us a call. You got it? You got someone. Whoa. Okay. We have a winner. We have Cecilia on the line. Hi, Cecilia. Welcome to A Pause for Your Pet.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Hi. Do you have the answer?
Yes, I do. It's Summy.
You got it. Before anybody calls in with my good hint, that's terrific. Thank you so much. You win the cookies. You win the free weekend at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel. And you win a bag of kibble. Do you have any animals? Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a miniature schnauzer. Her name is Tia.
Hi, Tia. Hi, TT. How are you? Well, thank you so much for calling, and you'll come into News Talk 1400 WOND and pick up your certificates from beautiful Megan at the front desk, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1601 New Road, Linwood, New Jersey.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Do you listen to the show?
Yes, great show. You're the pet expert.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Don't give me that. Don't give me that title. All right, thank you.
You are.
Thank you so much.
And
thanks. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye bye. Thank you. Okay, we got it. And we have again. We have. I wanted to say something out there real quick before we bring everybody back on. On the news today, on the Parkway, some, I have to say, satanic individual threw a dog out of the window, out of the car window. The dog flew into the Parkway, was hit by another car. The dog was rushed to Red Bank Animal Hospital in Tinton Falls. I have to say, Red Bank is an absolutely awesome, incredible facility. Dr. Green, kudos to you out there. You helped me when Rhett was very, very ill. My veterinarian didn't even come to the plate, but Dr. Green, you did. And I thank you so much. And I thank the Red Bank Animal Hospital. They are an incredible facility. So the dog right now is being cared for by them. If anyone at all has seen this demon who threw the dog out of the window, out of their car window while driving on the Parkway and another car hit it, please be a hero. Call the police if you have any identification of the car, what the people look like, or a license plate tag. Please call. You will be rewarded, not only on earth, but in heaven. Okay? Please give a call. Call your local police station. Report this demonic individual or individuals. And let's find justice for this beautiful dog. And hopefully he or she will pull through. I get chills when I talk about it. I don't understand how people can be so cruel. There is divine justice out there. And if you don't receive it on earth, you will receive it in another world. Believe me, you will. You'll be shoving a lot of coal. Okay, we have Deb and Matt Geisinger. I lost my dog. We have Barbara Lape, the wonderful volunteer animal activist from Popcorn Park. And we have Vicki Donovan on with us to talk about her beloved Tyler. Who has been lost. Let me ask you, Deb, first of all, Barb.
Yes.
Have you ever used the services of I Lost My Dog?
We haven't. I don't think we've had an occasion where we actually have you coming out for one of our dogs, but certainly we recommend, highly recommend them.
Great.
To anyone who's lost a dog.
Okay.
If someone has called us, if we see signs that someone has out, because Debbie and Matt and the people that volunteer with them do a fantastic job. They have excellent, excellent background, knowledge about how to go after animals. The biggest mistake usually is too many people spoil a broth. Too many people going after a dog drive it away from an area that it knows.
Okay.
And you don't want that to happen. You want him to follow a path. You want him to stay in a neighborhood so that you can put food down, you can set a trap, and you can find him. If he's on the move, you're not going to be able to get him. And this is the expertise that Matt and Debbie have. They're wonderful.
And this is what we're going to ask. Very, very important. Why do animals have a need to run away? Why do you think Tyler may have run away from his wonderful home environment, his wonderful mommy, Vicki?
Well, sometimes, you know, they are animals. They have animal instinct. If they see something that, you know, they can get out and chase, like a cat, a squirrel, or any kind of animal. They give an opportunity, they're going to go after it. This is a herding dog, so who knows? It might have seen something and went after it. I don't know, you know. But I'd like to say to people that some of the things we've learned, meter readers will come into your yard, leave a gate open, okay? You have to be careful. We personally, after we've been doing this, we have a padlock on our gate.
Good.
So that our dogs can't get out. We have chicken wire and wood underneath the fence so that they can't dig out. I mean, our backyard is like a fortress.
Good.
We have cameras, you know.
Good for you.
You can't get in or out. It's like, you know, it's not a prison, but
no,
but our dogs don't try to get out. And that's another thing, is you have to exercise your dogs. People think, oh, I have a big backyard. Well, that's not enough. You think if you were in a mansion, would you want to spend the rest of your life in it, even though it's huge? You want
to
get out.
They
you
need
want
to be
see.
Walked. I agree.
They want to be walked. Mm-hmm. They want to smell different smells and
right.
scents. But it's also good that if you walk your dog, not only the exercise, but letting your dog know its surroundings, that if it did get out, it would find its way home.
How far do they usually run? How far do they usually escape
well,
to?
They say depending on, like, small dogs will only go, like, maybe a 5-mile radius.
Okay.
larger breed will maybe go 10, 15 mile radius. But we found that they stay some, well, you know what? They'll find a food and water source.
Of course.
And when they find that, then they don't go too far from that.
Okay. And how far have you said, Vicki, has Tyler been seen within? How much of a radius?
Probably a 4 mile radius.
Four miles.
Seems to be staying in that, where he is in that radius, but going back and forth in a 2 mile radius, like north and south.
And you said that there's people feeding cats in the area.
We found that there's a lot of people that feed feral cats.
And that's good. And that's what, when your dog goes missing, find someone that feeds cats in the area. Because chances are your dog's going to find a food source, and that's a great place.
Give them a flyer, too. Well, everybody you found that is feeding the cats, give them a flyer so they have your number handy.
Yeah. We pretty much put flyers at all the mailbox areas and... Oh, we put flyers in a lot of the mailbox areas. Like first, we started with the first few streets, and then we, as the days went on, we just kept branching out and out. And then when we had sightings, we would flood those areas with flyers as well.
The surrounding streets are, what are the surrounding streets
first,
that people need to be looking?
First, second, sixth, eighth. He's been seen as close as sixth and eighth, maybe even on second.
Okay.
He's been seen on Upland. He's been seen on Pitney Road, and a lot of it seems to be based off of Pitney Road.
Okay.
He's being like north and south on Pitney Road, but on the off streets of Pitney Road. Sometimes on Pitney Road, but he seems to be traveling through these wooded trails and cul-de-sacs, and you know, people just see him walking in a retention area and heads into the woods into an open trail.
So he's staying away from a lot of traffic of people or cars.
Yes, he's
Go
avoiding
ahead, Matt.
The, yes.
Now we discussed this a little earlier. What you need to do, and I know you've done this, is to get a map of the area and not only put the pinpoints on it where the sightings are, but put the date and the time so you know exactly what time he's being seen. Because sometimes there's a pattern behind it. He might be being seen at 7 o'clock every night, so that's when you focus your search at 7 at night. You look for him during the day, but whenever that time is, you know, that people are seeing him, that's what you want to do. And you want to try to get not one but three traps.
Mm-hmm.
Find the pattern, put a trap at the beginning, the end, and one in the middle. And try to keep it on private property if you can. Knock on somebody's door. Most people are willing to help.
Good.
But get it in that area where, you know, the pins are and the most late, you know, the most late, last seen sightings of them.
Okay.
And let me ask, I'm going to ask Deb and Matt because you are the professionals. And Barb, I'm sure you also know. If not found within a specific time frame, what are the chances of someone finding their dog in the future or the near future? It's been 16 and a half weeks, correct?
It's actually been 15 weeks.
15 weeks.
When
okay.
was his last sighting? Do you remember last week?
The last sighting was actually maybe last Tuesday. The person wasn't 100% sure, but he...
That's the thing.
Yeah, so before that, I'd say it was 10 days before that. There was, we know, an actual sighting.
Go ahead,
well,
Matt.
We've seen cases where dogs have been out for 2 years.
Wow.
And they found them.
Fantastic.
But, you know, the good thing is that there is sightings, so you know he's out there and you know he's in the same area. That's what's important.
Yes.
The internet is great, but not everybody has it. So you need to focus on the people in that area with the flyers. And just like I said, make sure everybody has that is feeding the cats have your phone number handy. And if you put traps out, don't tell a lot of people about them, just the people who are going to check them. And put your flyer with the trap so if he is in it, they could call you right away because everybody has a cell phone today.
Right. Yes, exactly. That's true. And let me ask you now, once he's found, how is he going to respond to Vicki?
Well, you know, dogs go into like a shock.
Okay. You said that.
Yeah, they go into a shock.
So if he sees Vicki, what's going to happen?
Well, a dog, I'll tell you, a dog never forgets a scent. He's going to know who she is, but it might take him, you know, he'll have to come around.
Okay.
But it won't take that long.
Now, if he's seen, you would set about laying down on the ground, okay?
Well, if he's not... you squat down.
Okay, go ahead.
No, if you see a dog, you don't go towards the dog.
Okay.
I mean, you have to think, if somebody big was coming towards you, you're going to get defensive.
Right.
So you squat down, don't be a threat, and see if he'll come over to you.
Okay.
You can even go... You know, make a little crying sound or something, or if he got a little squeaker, something like that. I mean, in the past, that's what I've done. I've knelt down and had a leash in my hand and got a dog to come to me and then very slowly put it over his head and lassoed him.
But never stare at him either
because
that's confrontation to a dog.
Well, that's,
just look at him from your peripheral vision.
Okay. Now, collars, tags, and microchipping may not bring your dog home, but it's very important to have. Was he microchipped?
Yes, he's microchipped.
Everybody out there, he's microchipped. So if you see a dog that's even similar running around, just please try to get him, correct? I mean, it's...
Let me explain to you about microchipping. Microchipping is really important because we got a dog now that has been taken. He's microchipped, and we know that someone picked him up.
Okay.
And see, a dog is seen as possession, a possession.
Yes, he is.
Not a family member like they should be, but a possession.
Right.
So you have to prove. Somebody could be in your neighborhood with your dog, and you have a hard time proving that that's your dog to get your own dog back. Mm-hmm. We knew a case that somebody had taken someone's dog and had the nerve to walk their dog in front of them and wouldn't give them their dog.
Wow.
And so that's important when it's microchipped and you have the chip number. You don't have a problem once you find your dog getting your dog back.
Okay.
Also, photographs of your dog.
Yeah.
Photographs. So that you can prove, here I am, here's
my dog.
This is from, dated or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you do have to prove, somebody can say it's my dog, it's not her dog. And if you've got the proof.
You got to prove it's yours.
Yep. Now, Barb, at Popcorn Park, any dogs come in because they've been lost or whatever, found?
Oh, absolutely. Let's
tell us about that.
Microchip, to me, microchips are absolutely invaluable. Very often, tractor-trailer drivers, they're going cross-country from Florida to New Jersey, Pennsylvania. They're going through the turnpikes and stuff. We got a little dog, was picked up off the Garden State Parkway in the Newark area. It was brought to our shelter in Newark. It was microchipped for Ohio.
Okay.
And we contacted the woman. The husband wasn't home yet out in Ohio. And she said he lost the dog. He had called the police in that one town.
Right.
But he didn't know what the names of the surrounding towns were or who to tell. Mm-hmm. And they didn't necessarily share it with other police departments. So she called him. He was on his way back, turned around and came back.
That's great.
Got his dog.
Good for you. I want to do, Barbara has some dogs she wants to promo too. But before so, what is the best advice right now at this point with Vicky and Tyler, what is the best advice that you, Matt, and Deb can give Vicky?
Set the traps. Set the traps for him.
And you're going to set the have a heart trap. We want to talk a little bit about that, okay? Yeah, and just have somebody watching it?
You have to watch it at nighttime. Close it because you're going to catch things you don't want.
You don't want
skunks. Exactly. Yeah,
you don't want skunks. And usually, I found when we're searching for a dog, first sunlight is when they start moving again.
Oh, okay,
and that's
good to know.
Best time to really go out there.
He's
and
hungry.
Look for him.
He wants to get out and find.
Yeah,
food.
That's
go to,
right.
Go to the places where he knows he can find food.
Okay, Barb, let's promo these babies before our time is up a little because we're going to come. I want to get the information from Matt and Deb as to how people can go ahead.
Real quick, Mongo, a 6-year-old mastiff. He's a honey bunny, big boy. We have several blind dogs with us. We have Cozy and Tupelo. They are herding dogs also. Cozy is blind. Tupelo takes care of him, and they have to go together. But I'm telling you, if I didn't have my dogs, they would be in my house. They are lovers. We have Goldie and Sasha. Goldie is blind. Sasha is sighted. There's not much can be done about Goldie's blindness. It's not just cataracts. And then we have so many dogs. We have a Tibetan
Where do people have to come, Barb?
Come, call. We're exit 74 on the parkway. When you get off, you see the outline of a lion. Go left 7 miles. 609-693-1900 every day. They start answering phones at 9 o'clock.
Popcorn Park, Barbara. Thank you so much. And Matt and Debbie, if people want to get in touch with you, they've lost their dog, how do they go to your website?
The best thing to do is go to the website. ilostmydog.org. And there you'll find a form they could fill out, a phone number, and an email. Now, right now, we're restricted to the Toms River area, but if you call us, we'll give advice to anybody that calls for free. We don't charge for anything we do.
And your number again?
732-240-4181. That's our office phone number. And it's www.ilostmydog.org.
Okay, and remember, statistics show that less than 16% of lost dogs are returned to their rightful owners. The number can be discouraging to lost dog pet parents, I should say. But Vicky is on the other side of the fence. She is not giving up, and that's the number one rule of thumb, correct?
Absolutely. Never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Okay, so that's so important. And we wish you the best of luck, Vicky.
Thank you.
I wanted to get you all together today. Matt and Deb, you do a wonderful job. Barb,
thank
of course, you do a
thank
great
you.
Job. And I would like to thank all of my guests, Barbara, Popcorn Park for your devotion and care of our beloved animals in need. You are just absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Bergman also, John Bergman Sr. Matt and Debbie, I lost my dog. Your constant care and helping pet parents find their lost pets and in your compassion for abandoned and injured animals also that you help with, correct?
Oh, yes.
You guys are great with our animals in need. Thank you so much for devoting your life to that. You will be blessed. And Vicki, good luck to you. Let's hope we find Tyler.
Give us a call here
if you see him, 927-1100, 927-1100. Leave your name. Ask for me. I'll get the information to Vicki. Kudos to my producer, Jake Glossy Jr., News Talk 1400, WND producer, Brianna, Dave Kosky. Thank you for giving A Pause for Your Pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on News Talk 1400, WND. My wonderful sponsors who make A Pause for Your Pet possible. Pampered Pup, Luxury Pet Hotel, Danielle, thank you. Jersey Shore Pharmacy Compounding, Mark Taylor, VSP, Sunshine and Rainbows to you always. Sunshine Cleaners, Ron and Chin, Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, Suzanne, thank all of you for your wonderful support and your love of our beloved animals. Thank you for tuning in, being a wonderful audience, and allowing me to come into your home each Sunday. I am honored and blessed. Watch A Pause for Your Pet every Monday during the 5 p.m. news and Thursdays during the 6 a.m. news on NBC 40. And don't forget, our beloved animals are such agreeable friends. They ask no questions. They pass no criticism. Have a wonderful week of sunshine and rainbows to all of you. God bless you, my beloved Rhett. Rest in the hands of the Lord until we meet again over the Rainbow Bridge. Mommy's coming home, Rhett. Thanks to all of you for listening, and be back next week to the pet-friendly station, News Talk 1400 WND. God bless all of my guests. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.